LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 24th of August, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Fringe starts in 2 weeks, and we've been swamped with interview requests. Today, we find out about a sci-fi detective radio play, and we'll meet the writer of a new play about a family in a hospital waiting room dealing with addiction, mental health, and what it really means to be a family. It's more Fringe than you can shake a stick at, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Going to get things started right off the bat with Dick Spacey, a spy-fi improvised radio play, and we have the creative minds behind it. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, everyone. Deb Sears.
And I'm Rochelle Lachland.
Well, that's not that hard to pronounce. Rochelle was going on about how nobody gets my name right.
It's always Rachel. I'm like, no.
All right, so tell us about Dick Spacey. Rochelle.
Dick Spacey, yeah. Go for it.
Who wants to?
It's a radio play, an improvised radio play, and we've termed it spy-fi because it's a film noir science fiction mashup. So you're going to see all the tropes that you see in the film noirs, but we're going to pepper it with some alien invasion and all of those things that were so very popular in the radio shows of the 40s and 50s era. Yeah.
And the name is kind of an homage to Dick Tracy, which was a detective comic strip in the 30s and 40s, and it had a science fiction element to it, too. Because there was this, it lasted right in through the 60s. And I remember there was some kind of weird space station that some criminal mastermind had set up into space. And Dick was fighting crime with his electric two-way wristband walkie-talkie thing. So it was a kind of a science fiction thing already, so...
Yeah, I think those genres are so rich to just delve in and explore. And like what we're doing is comedy. It's all improvised. There's a lot of fun and mischief happening in it.
Yeah.
So you can go and explore all those different locations and environments and just revel in it. Great, great fun.
Cool. So, Deb, there is an improvisation element to it. So how does that fit in?
Yeah, well, I guess this sort of bare bones structure is what we've talked about, the spy-fi and those elements.
Yeah.
But we are all improvisers. There's eight of us that are part of the cast. And you'll probably see about six players for each show.
Mm-hmm.
And we take off the top a suggestion from the audience, which gives us the title for Dick Spacey's mystery or adventure for that particular show.
Yeah.
And then we weave that in. That becomes the thing we're solving, that Dick Spacey's solving
right.
during the...
Yeah,
during
the crime the crime of the event
yeah.
or the event
yeah.
of the day or
yeah.
something like
yeah.
that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So have you guys done this kind of stuff before? Have you done a radio play before?
Not an improvised radio play. You know, certainly done some radio play stuff, but more scripted.
Yeah.
So this is kind of new right. for me, although Rochelle has studied a little bit in the improvised radio play.
Right.
Yeah. I haven't done anything this big as far as radio play. I've done bits and pieces here and there and some voiceover stuff. So mm-hmm. this is definitely new and exciting territory for mm-hmm. us. But having the improv background and the performance background that we do, it's a amazing fun
that's
challenge.
That's kind of what I wanted to get to, what the your improv background. You folks have obviously worked together before. Where did you meet and what have you done?
Yeah, we are
where did we meet?
We are improvisers around town. Yeah.
Who the hell are you anyway?
we were studying actually in Port Coquitlam. Second Story Theater was a place that we both have studied improv. So we were definitely together there.
Yeah.
I don't remember if we'd met before that or not, but yeah.
Yeah, I think we'd crossed paths before, but never had a proper conversation. Deb is heavily involved with women in film and TV.
Mm-hmm.
And so I definitely had been to their workshops and breakfasts in the realm of me acting. But the improv stuff, I think, was out in Poco. But we both perform with different troupes around town. There's
yeah.
one that we perform with, Quad Comedy, that do monthly shows at XY, and other smaller troupes. And yeah. We both studied at the Improv Comedy Institute, which is where we are. They're the host. They're the venue for this Dick Spacey play.
Uh-huh.
And that is the Comedy Institute, which is a part of Vancouver Theatre Sports.
Oh,
so
really? Okay.
Where, yeah, we have trained together there. I work there
yeah.
as well. So
uh-huh.
yeah.
it's
yeah.
a very supportive environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sure are. They've nurtured a lot of talent. That
yeah.
Fact,
oh, yeah.
Out of
yeah.
Theatre Sports.
Yeah.
yeah. Tell us a bit about who else is playing with you.
Yeah, we've got a fantastic cast. Montana Roselle is in the cast, and Lawrence Chong. We've got Brian Clark, Holly Dalston, Lorene Stewart, and I feel like I'm missing somebody. Michael Souza. Michael Souza, yeah, yeah. And we've tried to sort of throw back to some of the tropes of, say, Dick Tracy,
yeah.
you know, by having a series of trading cards with all of the actors, you know, one actor per card and
well,
that kind
you've
of thing.
You've been very generous in giving me a set here. And you know, anyone that's been involved with the Fringe knows that having a lot of cards to hand out is very important. And having something that catches the eye and that people want to hang on to is important, too. I think you've done that with these cards. There's a series of eight, and each one has a member of the cast on it in full costume and looking very threatening.
and you know, it's partly we want to feature the performers, so
yeah.
each one gets
yeah.
their own card.
Yeah.
And, we're very happy with...
And T-shirts? You've got T-shirts?
We've got T-shirts,
yeah.
and we've got buttons, which you're wearing,
yeah.
Which we'll have available if people want to grab some at the end of the show. And
I think the cards are a nod to the ensemble as well.
Yeah.
Like, it is improvised. We can't do this without each other.
Yeah.
We're leaping off that cliff together and going on this crazy ride. So... I think it's also important when you have a cast like this that they also have something that they can share with their network of friends that has their face on it.
Yeah.
I have been to previous Fringes before here overseas, and yeah, I don't think we need to feature just one person on our stuff. I was like, let's be more inclusive. Everyone's a star in our show.
And that for me, that's one of the pet peeves I have about the Fringe is if you have a friend in the show, it's not always easy to find it mm-hmm. based on their name because they don't list the cast anywhere. If you know the writer, that's great. The writer's listed and you know, more, you know, that needs to be done more too. But, you know, it's hard to find cast members. So having them on the cards is
actually a really good point, Dave, because we had to submit our description for the show like in April or May, which is what you get printed in the program guide, the Vancouver International Fringe Festival program guide, which is available at Blends and various places around town. And so we didn't have a cast at that point. It was just Rochelle and I. Yeah. And so you're right. If you look for your friend's name in the Fringe guide, you're not going to find it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just because this is radio, we will say that Dick Spacey is spelled D-Y-C-K. S-P-A-C-E-E.
Yeah.
And I think we're on page 58 of the Fringe Guide. But, of course, if you go to the website, VancouverFringe.com, and you type that in, you can find us there.
It's Dick with a Y, Spacey with a double E.
Yeah.
And it's playing at the Improv Institute, which is also the home of theater sports.
That's correct.
On Granville Island.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it runs through the Fringe Festival. And
September 6th to 16 is the Fringe Fest. Our shows are September 6th through 15. Mm-hmm. We've got 10 shows. We're doing 6 p.m. shows on Thursday, Friday, Saturday of both weeks of the Fringe. And then also on the Friday and Saturday nights, we do an 8 p.m. show.
Yeah, that's that's kind of rare for the Fringe. I guess it's because you've got a unique venue. But usually the times are scattered all throughout the day and night on that. But you've got very set times. It's, it's each of the days you're on at 6 o'clock, and you've got 4 days around at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the opening night is also the half price show on Thursday.
Exactly. Yeah. And just to be clear, we're not in the Improv Center, which is where Theater Sports performs, because of course they have their shows going on. So we are in their where they teach their classes. So it's kind of a studio space, and it just sits 42. So it's very intimate.
Oh, nice.
We wanted it to feel like people were coming like to a radio studio to hear this radio play.
Right.
So it's a very intimate experience, and I think people are really going to enjoy it. And one of the things the options with the Fringe when you're setting up your play is what sort of, you know, things you're going to tick that it matches up to. And so one of the things we ticked is low vision friendly, because you could come to this and not necessarily rely on sight to catch what's going on in the play. So
theater of the mind.
Exactly. So
terrific.
And tickets are on sale, VancouverFringe.com. They're on sale right now, and you can buy advance. And, of course, if there are they do reserve some tickets for live on-the-spot sales, so you can still just show up. But some, you know, there will be a percentage of seats left over for people who just show up at the door. Yeah.
Great. Well, let's make sure we don't miss it then.
Yeah, thank you. Dick Spacey, a Spy-Fi improvised radio play.
All right. Don't need to say any more. Deb and Rochelle, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
Cruising, I've nothing to lose, so I make my way down to a commercial drive. That's where we ride. Pluck my helmet off, roll my hands through my platinum coif. It's poetry night at Cafe du Soleil. I'm looking to get laid, crammed in a cafe. There's such an array of plaid denim-vested babes with undercut shaves. Then she starts her set. I'm suddenly wet. Who's this finest femme I see? And what's her LP? Lesbian potential. Nails cut short, you're in a dude's t-shirt. All good signs, she might like pussy. But ooh, girl, you got me confused, girl. With your hair buzzed on one side, do you like what I like? You could also be on
alternative hipster. Ooh, girl, does a ruby rose make your toes curl? Her haircut's misleading, I can't find a reading. You could very well be an activist beatnik. I ask around for a reference. Seems that no one's met her before. Makes me want her more. I'll try to lock eyes. The look never lies. Oh shit, she's talking to some bro dude scum with an ugly man bun. Ooh, girl, are you my queer muse, girl? You're so smart and wordy, I want to get dirty with you, ooh, ooh, in a gender-neutral bathroom, ooh, girl.
Hey, buy me a drink.
Ooh, girl.
So that's Alanis West and... Sarah, whose last name I just lost, so I have to look it up. And they are going to be performing at the Fringe. I didn't get myself prepared in time to get this up here for you, and now I can't find the listing for it, but I'll get it later, and we'll tell you all about it in just a minute. But right now, I've got Keith sitting across from me. Hello, Keith.
Hello.
Hi. You are the brains behind, and I had a card. See, I'm not prepared at all. It's just all seat of the pants kind of thing. Right?
It's a Friday.
Yeah, yeah, that's true too. So it's Keith Opatowski.
That is close as anybody's ever going to get.
Well, how would you say it?
Opatowski.
All right. It was close. Yeah. Anyway, you're the author of Who We Cared For.
Yes.
Which is going to be at the Havana during the Fringe, starting on the 7th of September.
East Van Fringe.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. And I'm one who very very much holds on to that distinction, because I did a show at the historic, at the Kulch last year during the Fringe. And, yeah, it's a completely separate community out there.
It kind of is.
Yeah. You know, you have the core, the eye of the storm on Granville Island,
and then you got to branch out and see some other stuff.
Yeah, but there's a lot going on in the Commercial Drive area. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got the Havana, you got the historic, and there's a few other BYOVs and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a thriving part of the Fringe Festival.
And there are some great restaurants too.
Yeah, yeah, great place to get something to eat before you go see the show. So let's talk about the show.
Okay.
Who We Care For takes place in a hospital waiting room.
Yeah, so it's the story of a family that after a drug-related incident, one of the members of the family ends up in a pretty severe situation, and the rest of the family is gathered together in the waiting room of the hospital, trying to figure out what's going on and dealing with their own little conflicts.
Mm-hmm. And so where did this come from? What was the impetus for writing this?
Well, I've had some family that has had fairly similar issues occur, and mm-hmm. obviously with how things are in Vancouver right now and around the world with opioid crises, it just kind of felt like the right time to write something about it.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about like what goes on, what happens through the story, without giving too much away, but you know, just give us a sense of what we can expect.
Yeah, so I mean, it's about family primarily.
Yeah.
So you have that kind of dynamic where people have personality conflicts about how to properly address what's occurred. You have some of the humor that's involved with people yelling at each other,
mm-hmm.
and just basically how any family acts when there's trauma and tension.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of pointing fingers, a lot of blaming, a lot of kind of dealing with responsibility and regret and that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And it's not all hardcore drama. I'd like to think there's some levity to it. So,
well, yeah, I mean, you that's the only real way to deal with issues that, like that, where it's, you know, the underlying story is so heavy. You've got to You've got to put humor in it just to keep the audience engaged and to show that there is kind of light at the end of the tunnel, too.
Exactly.
That, you know, like, yeah, things are desperate now, but we can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's certainly some hope to it, I think.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, marvelous. So tell us a little bit about you. This isn't your first play, is it?
No, this is the first time I've directed a play, which
uh-huh.
is... Interesting.
Yeah, but you've written a few before?
Yeah, I did a play a couple years back, also at the Havana, called Widow, a Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
That did pretty well. I've produced for the Fringe quite a few times over the years. I've been in theater and television, film for the last, I'd say, 10 years or so.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, just kind of branched out into writing plays in the last few years
because uh-huh.
I really like the format and... Especially the intimate venues like the Havana.
The Havana, yeah, that's a great spot to work out of, yeah. Are you a Vancouver boy or?
No, I'm originally from Ontario,
uh-huh.
Just around the Niagara Falls area. I moved out here for school about a decade ago.
Yeah,
my wife followed me out here, which
mm-hmm.
was nice of her.
Where'd he go?
And just kind of settled in. I just love it here. So
yeah, great.
And the art scene here is just—it's been developing so well over the
mm-hmm.
last few years, and. It's
yeah.
good to be a part of it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So you arrived in Vancouver, and did you sort of get started in film right away? Or?
Yeah, well, I went to the Vancouver Film School, shout
uh-huh.
out VFS.
Yeah.
And after that, started working on short films, feature films, and slowly kind of got asked to do some theater producing. Apparently, that's what people like me to do.
Yeah.
Staying organized is a.
So do you primarily work as a producer? Or?
I did for a while.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of writing.
Mm-hmm.
I like writing primarily. Is my
yeah.
favorite thing to
yeah.
do. But.
I think that's sort of, they kind of go hand in hand too. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Many hats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, especially in theater.
Yeah.
You've got to do it all or you can't do anything.
Exactly.
Really. Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about who you've got in the cast.
I've got a really, really talented cast
yeah.
This time around. A woman named Sarah Harlow, who is our lead. She's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Dafo, who I've worked with many times,
yeah.
is another person. Amy
Alex, by the way, is a not just a friend of the show, but he's also a CITR alumnus,
oh.
as is his brother Chris. So. You know, he comes with a great pedigree.
Yes, the Dafo
yeah.
pedigree is strong.
Yeah.
Amy Ottstetter, who is a lovely actress who I've worked with many times before. Sydney Cochran, who another person who is a Vancouver Film School alum, who
mm-hmm.
I've worked with a couple of times.
Yeah.
Aiden Cumming-Tyker, who is a teenager, and he is a fantastically gifted actor. And... Kwesi Thomas, who you may have seen in such lovely things on Netflix as, drawing a blank. What's that one with the children?
You mean Stranger Things?
No, not Stranger Things. It's a series of unfortunate events.
Oh, that one. Yes.
Yeah, he's also.
Yeah,
been,
yeah, that one's shot here, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, he's a local, well, not local, kind of. All over the place. Stand-up comic. He's a very, very gifted stand-up comic. He was
really
very fortunate to join my cast.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. So once again, it's called Who We Care For, and it's playing at the Havana,
mm-hmm.
as once again, it's part of the Fringe Festival. You've got some good times. You start on the 7th at 6. You've got a couple of afternoon shows. And on the 9th, you're at 9:50, which is still a decent time, so that looks good.
Yeah, the Friday night slot was a really good one to open.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have got a half price show?
We don't for
okay.
this one.
No.
We only
yeah.
have a fairly limited run. So
yeah.
And it's fairly short amount of seats, so you should get them while you can.
Yeah, exactly, right? You know, that's the Havana fills up really fast, especially the Fringe. It's one of the things you can tell the Fringe is on because there's a huge lineup out in front of the Havana. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Grab a mojito before you go in.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Well, thanks a lot for coming in to tell us about it.
Thanks for having me.
And hope you have great success.
Oh, thanks so much, Dave.
All right. Let's listen to some more music here. This is a band that is celebrating their first anniversary, and they're doing a big deal at Lanaloo's. Oh, I didn't tell you they're called Strange Breed.
You, babe. turn a blind eye at a girl like you, babe.
All right, that's Strange Breed, and they're celebrating their first anniversary with a huge gig at the Waldorf on Hastings Street in sunny east of Vancouver. They are going to be performing alongside Wrong, Glass Apes, and Damn Sam, and kicks off at 8 o'clock tonight. So what does this mean, you ask? It means it is roughly the same day of their first show this time last year, and what a year it has been. They want you to join them in their reflection on their favorite shows and help laugh at their missed target shows. They want you there to share the first moment with many of them, sharing the stage with not-so-hidden gems. So let's dance, let's laugh, let's be real, and let's be really goofy. So that's Strange Breed, first year anniversary show. Tonight, sorry, bandiversary at the Waldorf. And the other thing that I totally screwed up before was the, and now I've lost it again. As soon as I've got it in my head, it disappears. Oh my goodness, where the heck am I here? I can't think of the first word. The Polyqueer Love Ballad. That's what it is. Polyqueer Love Ballad. It's one of the shows that's going to be on at the Fringe, and it's and they're going to be here next week. So I better learn their name. But anyway, we'll talk more about that later. I need to take a break.
Timmer Concerts and CITR present Superorganism with guest, you know, Friday, August 31st at the Imperial. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, or online. CITR and Discorder are hosting Shindig, our annual Battle of the Bands, and submissions are open until September 8th. Do you think you have what it takes? Can your band jam harder than them all? Send a demo of three original songs to shindig.submissions@gmail.com with your email and phone number to enter. Prizes for the winning band include studio time, mastering tracks, a feature in Discorder, and of course, straight up
glory.
So be sure to send in your demo before September 8th. Good luck.
Really done with politics as usual.
But then it's all about the competition.
Every Vancouverite has their own story.
The perfect time for our alternative.
Vancouver's municipal election looms. October 20th. Do you know who's running for
City Council? School Board? Parks Board?
This is a wacky municipal election, and you're going to want to stay updated. Download Seeking Office. The newest municipal elections podcast from CITR's News Collective. Find Seeking Office on iTunes and Stitcher, or wherever you download your podcasts, starting July 3rd.
So if you've ever been involved or you've ever seen a show at Metro Theatre, you might be interested in this. They're doing a big garage sale this weekend. It's going to include set deck, props, costumes, and materials. It's basically, if you've ever been to the Metro Scene Shop, the walls are just covered with old props and costume pieces and set pieces and all kinds of stuff, and they're clearing it out. So if you've ever seen a Metro show and seen a costume piece or a lamp any kind of thing that a prop, anything that you found interesting that you'd like to have, you might be able to buy it. So it's happening.
Let's see. They want to make sure all their carefully kept stuff goes to good homes. So it's happening tomorrow, all day. Well, basically most of the day, from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. And it's at the Scene Shop, which is at the south end of Oak Street, just across Marine Drive under the bridge. The address is 8960 Oak Street in Vancouver. And if you want to find out more, you can check out their Facebook page, or you can go to metrotheater.com. Also going on this weekend, it's the Tremors Festival, produced by Rumble Theater. This is a festival of emerging talent. They've got three outstanding scripts. Selfie by Christine Quintana, which was a big hit in Toronto just recently. Dave DeVoe's Tiny Replicas, and Theory by Norman Young. And there's a company of 38 emerging artists who are directing, designing, stage managing, teching, producing, and performing in each show. It goes until it closes this weekend. It closes tomorrow night. And you can find out more by going to theaterwire.com or checking out Rumble Theater's website or Facebook page. It's all happening at the Italian Cultural Center, which is 307 Slocan Street at Slocan and Grandview Highway. So I think you get off. It's sort of halfway between, it's at the Renfrew SkyTrain station. That's right. It's the first one after the commercial drive station. So, and then, as I said, doors open at 6. Show starts at 7 o'clock. And it's the Rumble Theater's Tremors Theater Festival going on until tomorrow at the Italian Cultural Center. That's right. All right. Now, there was another event that I wanted to let you know about here. Where is it there? Oh, is it that one? Is it that one? Oh, my goodness. Is it that? No, it's not that. Okay, I'm going to have to play the music first and then tell you about it afterwards, because I just don't have anything lined up properly. Anyway, this is a great band. They're called Cobra Ramon.
Cut.
So that's Cobra Ramon, and they're going to be performing tomorrow night at the Rickshaw, and it's a big benefit to help out folks that are affected by the wildfires. Here's the blurb. Last year, the beautiful province of BC saw a record-breaking devastation from wildfires. It's looking like this year will be not much different. Yeah, it's been kind of smoky around here. We, as BC residents, have a responsibility to do whatever we can to take care of BC and help those who are affected by this recurring tragedy. Last year, in very short notice, we were able to raise $15,000 for the Red Cross to aid in their efforts in wildfire relief, hoping this year we can double that amount and put on a bigger and better show. So come on out. It's going to be at the Rickshaw on Hastings Street tomorrow night. The bands featured are the Cobra Ramon Band, which is described as Jack Daniels-influenced greasy rock and roll. The Get Mines, which are beer-soaked rock and roll. Counterpoint, which is stoner rock with hints of blues. And the Carbons, groove rock that will blow your face off, literally. So music starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow night at the Rickshaw. Help raise some money for the Red Cross. Help out the folks affected by the fires, and have a great time at the Rickshaw as well.
CITR Radio 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine present
the Victory Square Block Party 2018.
We're back with our annual free all-day party to bring summer to a close. Happening on Sunday, September 2nd from 1 to 9 p.m. in Victory Square Park at the corner of Cambie and Hastings. With performances by La Casquivana, Princess Apparently, Sorry Edith, Future Star, Mama Rude Gal, Club Sofa, Yep, and Devours. Plus an ice cream truck on site and a raffle for kick butt local prizes. The Black, Indigenous, and People of Color Welcome Dinner at UBC is on August 29th. Come to the Marine Drive Residence Ballroom at 5:30 p.m. to create dialogue, participate in activities, get resources, and make new friends over a slice of pizza or three. Presented by the Equity and Inclusion Office in partnership with Jumpstart.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I
breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds lift, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
Time now.
You can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Oh, I should wait till it's over before I start talking. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Submissions are on now for Shindig 2018. Vie for a chance to play at CITR Discorder's annual Battle of the Bands. We don't care what genre, shtick, vibe, or experience level you have. If you make music, we want to hear it. Send a demo of original material to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. Deadline is September 8th. If you want more details, go to citr.ca. There's some jobs open up at the Gateway Theater in Richmond, an instructor at the Academy in speech, and three co-instructors in musical theater at various levels. If you want to know more, you can go to gatewaytheater.com. They do want to make a note that you've got to be willing to go through the RCMP vulnerable sector check because you'll be working with children and youth. Deadline for submission on those jobs is August the 30th. Pay It Forward is doing a show called The Recovery Show. This is one show only in mid-December, and then they'll be doing it again in mid-May. Director Darlene Arsenault is a mental health professional and a theater artist who will help you stage your recovery story. They're looking for people who are willing to attend two-hour classes weekly from mid-September until mid-May. Learn voice work, body awareness, storytelling, character work, scene building, and improvisation. Participants must be 19 plus, have a working self-recovery plan, and be interested in making a story about their recovery. And this is sponsored by Vancouver Coastal Health's Consumer Initiative Fund. This is a really interesting project. This is a film about Alien, the classic Ridley Scott movie. It's a local short film directed by the Spears, Kaylee and Sam. And this is there was a competition that was put out by 20th Century Fox that gave writers and directors an opportunity to do some short films based on Alien. And of over 500 pitches, six films were chosen, including this one called Alien Ore, spelled O-R-E. And they are looking for some actors, specifically two women, females between the ages of 40 and 60, one playing a hardworking miner, mother and grandmother, and the other playing Hanks, the synthetic who manages operations at the mine. The production will be shooting in mid-October, and if you want to find out more about that, you can email your headshot and resume to blackspear.productions@gmail.com. Firehall Arts Center is producing Henrik Ibsen's An Enemy of the People, and this is a new version called The Enemy, and it is set in BC, and it's about a local doctor who discovers contaminations at a health spa and finds herself accused of wanting to destroy the local tourism industry in as a result. The show will be in production at the Firehall Arts Center in October. The audition is today, so go to firehallartcenter.ca to find out more. Metro Theatre is getting ready for their traditional British pantomime, King Arthur's Court, directed by a friend of the show, Chris Adams. It'll be happening from December 14th to the 6th of January at Metro Theatre. The auditions are today and Sunday at Metro. You can submit your headshot and resume to Chris Adams at metropanto@gmail.com. And just let us know if you are interested in a specific part. Let's see. Casting will not be based on gender, but on who is best for the role. So there you go. This is a wide open kind of show. It's a panto anyway. So they usually, you know, all sort of norms and traditions are thrown out the window and they create their own tradition. So it's a panto. If you've never done a panto, I highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun. And Chris is a great guy and a really good director too. So it's Chris Adams at metropanto@gmail.com for auditions and more information. Seven Tyrants Theatre is doing a production of John Patrick Shanley's Doubt, and that'll be happening at in November and December. Doubt is a Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award-winning play about Sister Aloysius, a Bronx school principal who takes matters into her own hands when she suspects a young Father Flynn of improper relations with one of the male students. They are specifically looking for actors to play the roles of Sister James, a female in her 20s, and Mrs. Muller, a black female in her 30s. The auditions are September 3rd at Tyrant Studios, which is in 1019 Seymour Street. If you want to find out more, you can send your headshot and resume to Seven Tyrants, or 70 Rants, depending on how you look at it, .com. Theater in the Country in Langley is doing Two from Galilee by Robert Sterling and Carla Worley. That's happening in November at Theater in the Country in Langley. Auditions are September 8th and 9th, And you can go to their website, theaterinthecountry.com, to find out more, fill out an audition form, and get yourself a time. And they are looking for folks of all ages, from 8 to 80. North Van Community Players are doing their Christmas show, Treasure Island, written and directed by friend of the show, Peter Zednik. Peter's been doing pantos at North Van Community Players at Hendry Hall for a few years now, and they always have a great result. The auditions are in September, the 9th and 10th, at the Silver Harbor Center in North Vancouver. All roles are open to folks of all genders and all ages. So if you want to get a copy of the script, you can request that from Peter at pmo@shaw.ca. We've got Vamp, a supernatural musical burlesque by Alan Pronger. This is a burlesque inspired by classic horror movies and gothic literature, directed by the great Don Ewan. That is going to be happening in May at Performance Works on Granville Island, but they're setting the cast now because they got a lot of rehearsing to do. The auditions are September 14th and 16th. And they are looking for strong singers and dancers. And be aware, it's a burlesque musical, so you can expect to be required to do a little partial but tasteful nudity. All body types are accepted and celebrated. All actors must be 18 plus. A diverse cast of artists are required to play several different roles throughout the show, including preppy youngsters, shadow minions, zombie herd, vampire vixens, werewolf pack, and three witches back from the dead. To submit for an audition, you can send your headshot and resume to Alan Pronger. He's the director, and his address is alan@twofly.ca. Deadline for that is September 5th. And let's see, the Heart of the City Festival at the Carnegie Center is coming up. That'll be in October, and one of the shows they're doing is called SRO Stars. This is a dramatic reading, which is done with script in hand and limited props. And it's written by five members of the MPA Society, a society supporting recovery for people with mental illness. And it's a five-scene play about how it goes sometimes when you live in an SRO, which, if you don't know, is a single-room occupancy. It's basically, you know, a hotel that's been turned into a flop house. Anyway, if you've had that kind of experience or you want to know more about that kind of experience, they'd love to hear from you. The auditions are September 19th and 22nd at the MPA Resource Center, which is at 5th and Fir, 2275 Fir Street. They're looking for male and female actors from 20 up, and specifically looking for one female Asian actor, 20 to 60. Send an email attaching with your headshot and resume to lrowntree@look.ca. And make sure you put audition on the subject line. We've got The Electric Company are doing a play called The Full Light of Day by Daniel Brooks, directed by Kim Collier. This is going to be at the Vancouver Playhouse, January 5th to 12th, and they are specifically looking for a child actor to play the role of Lorna. Lorna is female, trans or cis, appears 11 years old, precocious and strong-willed. They encourage applicants from actors of all ethno and cultural backgrounds. The auditions are September 25th, but the deadline for submission is August 31st, and you can go to electriccompanytheater.com to find out more about that. We've got the Children's Theatre of Richmond Association doing Disney's Peter Pan Jr. That'll be up in June, but the auditions are in September for actors ages 7 to 10. Find out the registration form and how to get detailed information by going to ctora.ca. And finally, Rebel Women by Joan Bryans, which is the story of the beginnings of the women's suffragette movement in Britain in the beginning of the 20th century. They are looking for one female lead actor and several male actors to play some smaller roles. And that is going up in October at the Deep Cove Shaw Theater. And auditions are by appointment. So if you want to find out more and get involved, contact Sarah Arnold. And her email address is sarah E-A-R-N-O-L-D, Sarah E. Arnold at gmail.com. And if you need details on these or any other audition notices, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or go to Vancouver Public Library's audition website, which is at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it at the Dave Radio Facebook page or go to Dave Radio Podcast at hotmail.com. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. You can send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And remember to like us on Facebook. And on Twitter and Instagram, we're at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show, you want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at citr.ca. And don't touch that dial, because Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin Presents at 2 o'clock, and Nardware the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Allow me to tell you about Unceded Airways.
What's that?
Isn't that some kind of indigenous radio show?
It sure is. Tell me, are you down for decolonization? Yeah. What?
I certainly wish I could hear about indigenous issues, people, and events on the radio.
You're in luck, because Unceded Airwaves talks about all these things and more every Monday morning at 11.
Music from indigenous artists and coverage of all the hot happenings in indigenous art and entertainment.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, wow. And they broadcast all this from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people?
Find out for yourself. Monday mornings at 11. Yeah. Or find episodes online at CITR.ca.
Today we're joined in the studio by the Cedar Program Youth.
Where you are at.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at CITR. So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.